Proclamation number 6770, dated the February 25th, 1957. The natural event is the last admonition before the end. You are repeatedly advised to remember the end, which is approaching the whole human race, but which can also be encountered by each one of you beforehand already. Because no person can protect himself when I recall him from this earth. Time and again you'll be admonished and warned. Time and again you'll be reminded of previous predictions by seers and prophets, which likewise refer to the end of this earth. And time and again you'll also be made aware of death by the events surrounding yourselves. Yet only if you seriously consider such thoughts will you also give account to yourselves. You will be sincerely critical of your way of life and make an effort to still gain spiritual benefit on this earth. If, however, all these indications and the admonitions and warnings leave no impression on you, then the end will take you by surprise and you'll fall prey to it entirely unprepared. When people inform you of it on my instructions, you laugh at them and mock them and deem yourselves spiritually far superior to them. And thus there only remains one way in order to instruct you more credibly, that the forces of nature will remind you of an end. I have to use this means for the sake of the many unbelieving people who carry on as if they will live on earth forever. What my word cannot achieve can still be accomplished by this natural event, inner reflection and also a conscious turning to me. Although people can also fight even harder to stay alive and mentally still oppose me, yet the power which they refuse to acknowledge must give evidence of itself, and this is why the natural disaster will have immense consequences. Because I want to address people everywhere and direct their thoughts towards their end. And thus all people shall receive knowledge of my intervention, even though it will still be limited, hence not affecting the whole earth. Yet it will not be possible to ignore my voice, since it is, after all, a final warning of the end of this earth, which can be expected soon afterwards. However, prior to that I can only ever announce an end as well as this natural disaster through my word. And therefore my servants will time and again mention what humanity can expect. And extraordinary suffering and a time of need, which every human being will have to endure, shall support these servants and demand attention to their words. For every person shall experience that he can be victorious if he has faith and calls upon me in his distress. In view of people's low spiritual level, my intervention no longer signifies compulsory faith either, for they try to explain everything rationally and even then will still not acknowledge a power which is in command of life and death. But they shall be offered every opportunity to change their thinking. And that can only be brought about by a natural disaster on this scale. This is why I will still use this last resort, while leaving the free decision to every individual person, thus not forcibly affecting him. Consider your own end if you are incapable of believing in an end of this earth. For there is not much time left until the hour will come when that which I constantly announce to you will happen, because I love you and want to save you, because I want to protect you from renewed banishment into hard matter. For each one of you can still change himself for the better if it is his will. Amen.